I'm standing in downtown Sandpoint, Idaho. About a block behind me is U.S. Highway 95. That's Idaho's major north-south highway. It runs through downtown Sandpoint, a bustling little downtown area. Right across a big creek from here is a bypass road that the state of Idaho is building to move the highway out of downtown Sandpoint. What's significant is that the bypass is built on Sandpoint's original town site from 1882, and that meant the state had to do an archaeological project to find whether there were cultural artifacts. And what they found was pretty significant.
This is probably the largest archaeological project ever conducted in the state of Idaho.
Mark Munch is Idaho's highway archaeologist. The state hired a team of archaeologists who spent more than a year digging at 11 sites in a mile-long stretch. University of Idaho anthropology professor Mark Warner says this dig stands out in the inland Northwest.
There's a track record of similar very large-scale projects on the West Coast, and there's track records of very large-scale projects on the East Coast, but there's not a whole lot in between.
The crews doing the digging recovered more than 500,000 objects. Those are now bagged, cataloged, and piled in boxes that sit in a basement storage room at the University of Idaho. Many of the artifacts, such as old bottles, are intact. Warner says those offer a glimpse into just how far people in the 19th century went to bring their creature comforts with them.
We're learning somebody from Sandpoint, Idaho, really needed to drink Florida water from Murray and Landman's druggist manufactured in New York. And this thing made it all the way across the country.
Other objects came from even farther away, for example, shards of Chinese pottery. Archaeologist Jim Weaver says those artifacts help piece together the story about how and when Chinese workers came to the U.S. and ultimately to Sandpoint.
They either came over for the gold rush or came over for construction of one of the railroads down in California. But there are a number of little clues, like coins that we got, the Chinese coins.
Weaver says by the time the Chinese workers came to Sandpoint, many of the town's first inhabitants had moved to a better neighborhood. The original town site became known as the Restricted District, populated by bordellos, lumber mill workers, and the Chinese. Weaver says it was a rough place and respectable people avoided it, but the Chinese workers made their own little community. Anthropologist Mark Warner says the artifacts give researchers like him a rare look at that.
I mean, an extraordinary history of the disenfranchised and the invisible.
Though the Sandpoint, Idaho dig is generally considered a big success, the project's leaders are disappointed about one thing. Prehistoric archaeologist Bob Betts says they didn't find many Native American artifacts from the time before Sandpoint was settled.
The area had been so disturbed by the historic town site, fires that had gone through that town site, and they were mixed with historic artifacts. Now, for an archaeologist, that's a major problem.
Still, Betts says the dig has helped to confirm that people lived and traveled through North Idaho as far back as 8,000 years ago. Betts and his colleagues are writing a report about the Sandpoint dig. Mark Munch from the Idaho Transportation Department expects it will tell a more nuanced story than what you read in the history books.
Tying it all together, the end story is just going to be very unique, and it's going to shed a different light on the history of a logging and mining community in the American West that we didn't know.
Ultimately, some of the artifacts may wind up in the museum in Sandpoint, just a short distance from their longtime resting place. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Sandpoint.